Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amaranth, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
It's a beautiful Saturday night in downtown Peoria. Good one to play some baseball. It's game five of our six-game series as the Peoria Chiefs host the South Bend Cubs. Brendan Howe here with you, Peoria Chiefs pregame show. Pleasure to have you with us and along for the ride tonight. Chiefs trying to duplicate an effort last night. They picked up a 5-3 win, just their second of the season over South Bend. Let's give you a little bit of a rerun of what went down last night. Peoria ended a five-game losing streak on Friday night. They knocked off the Cubs once again by that final of 5-3 right here at Dozier Park. It has become a custom that South Bend scored first. This time they did it on a two-run homer last night. Peoria did then settle down, though, and they jumped in front in the fifth when L.J. Jones, he crushed a two-run shot to make it a 3-2 game. Later on in the ballgame, Osvaldo Tovelin, he added a pair of crucial insurance runs that would prove very large down the stretch on a two-run single in the eighth. That made it a 5-2 Peoria lead, and Levi Prater collected a one-out save, his first of the year, and he stranded the tying runner on base. South Bend did make it interesting down the stretch, but Peoria was able to close out the win, Levi Prater picking up his first save of the 2022 season. And let's talk about L.J. Jones. He was mentioned just a couple of seconds ago. His second home run of the week hit last night. He continues to lead the Chiefs in nearly every major offensive statistical category. He leads the team in batting average, total hits, total bases, doubles, home runs, and RBIs. And to boot, he's hitting .321 against this South Bend Cubs this season and a slugging north of .600 against South Bend, thanks in large part to three total long balls against the Chiefs' rival. Let's talk about Zane Mills last night as well. He was also a large part of the Chiefs' victory last night. He was marvelous. He went six consecutive scoreless innings after that two-run homer in the first. The former Washington State star, he logged seven innings for the second time this year and scattered just four hits across the victory. In two starts against the Cubs this year, Mills is 1-1 with a 1.93 ERA, and he is quickly becoming one of the stars in the Peoria second-half rotation. Go by the numbers right now as, of course, Peoria ended that five-game losing streak. They're now 21-25 at home. They're 12-34 when their opponent scores first, so they picked up a win in that category yesterday. And with the victory after falling behind early in the ballgame, the Chiefs picked up their 15th comeback win last night and are now 27-1 in games when they lead entering the ninth inning. Their lone loss was a blown save against Great Lakes. That was back in April. They have not lost a game in which they led in the ninth inning since that day. Talk about the Cubs a little bit now that we've got you caught up with how the Chiefs have been doing the last couple of nights. South Bend 14-2 now after the loss last night against the Chiefs. They do have a couple of guys that have been moving and shaking, however, as they made some moves with Pete Crow Armstrong headed out to L.A. for the Futures game. That happens tonight. Jordan Wicks, who is supposed to be the starting pitcher tomorrow, he started the series off for South Bend on the mound back on Tuesday. He was called up to AA, as well as DJ Herz, who pitched on Thursday. They were both promoted to AA Tennessee. Both Herz and Wicks, they made their final starts here with South Bend in Peoria, and they each earned wins. You know, Hendrick Pinyongo, he's a name in the lineup tonight that is staying with South Bend for the time being, but if he keeps hitting like he has been in the month of July, won't be too long for him before he sees his name in the Tennessee lineup. Nobody in the South Bend order has been better than Pinyongo in July. He's batting .407. This month. He's certainly somebody that the Chiefs will have to watch out for this evening. His name is in the lineup. We'll give you the rest of those lineups following this break, as well as the matchup on the mound. That and more to come right here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Pre-game show continues from the booth here at Dozer Park. Brendan Howe on hand, taking you up until first pitch. Game 5 of 6 between our Chiefs and the visiting South Bend Cubs. We gave you the rundown on how last night went down, as well as who's been moving and shaking and some storylines entering the ballgame tonight. Now let's tell you who's going to be on the field for tonight's action. First for the Chiefs, they come in with a record of 34-51. Todd Lott leads it off in right field. Brady Whalen, the first baseman, bats second. L.J. Jones, the DH, hits third. Osvaldo Tobolin at second base, a new position for him tonight. He's in the cleanup spot. Tyler Reichenborn out in left field, he hits fifth. Carlos Soto behind the plate doing the catching, bats sixth. Ramon Mendoza hitting seventh at short. Noah Mendlinger at third base, bats eighth. And Tommy Ju, the center fielder, rounds out the nine with Wilfredo Pereira on the mound, who carries a 3-4 record and a 3.96 ERA in action tonight. For South Bend, 48-37 the record. Jordan Wogu leads it off in center field. Fabian Pertuz, the shortstop, will hit second. Yohendrick Piñango in left field bats third. The ever-dangerous Piñango is having one heck of a month of July for South Bend. Jake Washer, he's back into the lineup tonight. He's the DH and in the cleanup spot. Jonathan Sierra out in right field bats fifth. Pombo Aliendo behind the plate doing the catching tonight. He'll hit sixth. The switch-hitting B.J. Murray at third base bats seventh. Caleb Knight, the first baseman, will hit eighth. With Yason Santana, the second baseman, he'll round out the nine for Daniel Palencia, a 1-2 record with a 4.67 earned run average on the bump for the Cubbies. Let's give you a little bit more background on Wilfredo Pereira, the starter tonight for the Chiefs. The 23-year-old will make his second appearance against South Bend this year. His last one came on June the 23rd. He pitched five innings, allowed two runs on six hits in that contest, left with a no decision, and he will look to have that same type of success here tonight. On the other side, down in the left field bullpen, warming up is Daniel Palencia. He's made two appearances against Peoria this year. The first on May the 6th, a no decision for him in that one. He allowed just one run. It was not earned on three hits over four innings. And the latter one where he earned the winning decision in that ballgame on June the 22nd. Five innings, no runs on three hits, a walk, and seven strikeouts. He was masterful that day in South Bend, in which the Cubs picked up a victory over the Chiefs. We'll hit one more break. When we return, we'll give you some scores from around the Cardinals organization from a night ago, as well as our game time temperature, and then first pitch with Cody Schindler following this break right here at Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of it.
Peoria Chiefs pregame show getting set to wrap up. Game 5 on the horizon of our 6-game series. Chiefs and Cubs get set to do battle on this Saturday night from downtown Peoria. Pretty good crowd filing in as we speak. Let's give you a look around the Cardinals organization from last night. Palm Beach, 2-1 winners over Lakewood, a narrow victory there. Springfield, they fell to Tulsa by a 6-4 final. Memphis dropped one to Nashville, 4-3. And the big club, the Cardinals, they won 11-3 over Cincinnati earlier this afternoon at Busch Stadium. The finale for Mike Michaelis in the first half. He picked up the victory in that ball game today for St. Louis. Game time temperature, 81 degrees here in downtown Peoria prior to first pitch. An overcast night, winds blowing in from center field rather softly around 10 miles an hour. We are moments away from the Chiefs taking the field against the Cubs. They'll look to duplicate the effort from last night, a 5-3 win yesterday. See what tonight has in store. First pitch with Cody Schindler. Moments away, Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SethQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SethQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Good evening to you from downtown Peoria, Dozer Park. We are moments away from Game 5 of 6 between our Chiefs, 34-51 on the year, 6-13 in the second half. And the South Bend Cubs leading the West Division through 19 second-half games are 14-5 in the latter half of the season, 48-37 overall. Right-hander Wilfredo Pereira on the bump for our Chiefs. His first pitch at 6:37 is a called strike to get ahead of Jordan Wogu. Wogu, Pertuz, and Pinyongo, the top of the Cubs order. So one strike, swing and a miss. It's nothing and two. Washer, Sierra, Aliendo, 4, 5, and 6. Murray Knight and Santana round things out for the visitors. 0-2 serve. That one missed down and in the dirt. 1-2 now. Lights are on. Overcast skies this evening. Pereira just missed with the 1-2 offering. Certainly could have been. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wogu, he's been in the leadoff spot each of the last two nights with Pete Crow Armstrong at the Futures game. So swinging a pop-up on the infield. This should be out number one. First baseman Brady Whalen takes charge and makes a catch. 2 steps to the right of the baseline. 1 out in the top of the first. We'll have plenty of updates on the Futures game tonight. A pair of former Chiefs representing the Cardinals, Jordan Walker, who is now a consensus top 10 prospect in all of baseball, and Mason Wynn, who started the year with us. Fabian Pertuz, a wave and a miss. Count nothing and one. Pertuz, 245, the batting average, 4 homers, 44 ribbies. Done a little bit of everything for this club. One pitch misses high. Slow breaking ball. It's curve at 76. Count 1-1. Infield shaded ever so slightly towards the pole side. Pertuz takes a high heater. Now 2 balls and a strike. Give you the Chiefs defensive alignment in just a moment. You know Brady Whalen's at first base tonight. He put away out number one. Pereira back to work, the 2-1. It's tapped, rolling foul up the first base line. That gives us a chance to dive in to the Peoria defensive alignment. Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott, left, center, and right. Menlinger, Mendoza, Tovalin, and Whalen from third to first on the dirt. The battery this evening, Wilfredo Pereira on the mound. He looks locked in early. Small sample size, I get it. Catcher is Carlos Soto, who is holding Pertuz's bat in his right hand. He'll now hand it off. Looked like a track team passing the baton. Pereira hesitates with the leg kick. Now the 2-2. A late swing and a miss dispatches the Cubs shortstop. Pertuz a little late getting started. Pereira loves to mess with the opposing hitter's timing. He will sometimes slide step straight to the plate. Other times he'll rock and hold that front leg up there for two or three ticks just to give the batter a different look. Now Piñango digs in. He homered last night. Takes a curveball strike. It's 0-1. Pereira, 6 feet, 215 pounds. He blows one past Piñango. Home run cut, but he came up empty. It's nothing and two. 3-4 with a 3.96. He is winless against the Cubs in his career. Piñango skies one to right center. It's Tommy Jew out there. Went back, now comes in, and gloves the third out of the inning. We did it! The Chiefs blanked the Cubs in the first inning. They had scored 13 runs in the opening frame through the first four games. They get nothing tonight, and they'll like it. We're off to the bottom of the first. South Bend nothing. Peoria to the plate. The other side of this break. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to go here in the home half of the first. Todd Lott greets Daniel Palencia with a drive towards left center. It's down for a knock. Lott around first. He's thinking too. Going to be a play. The throw there is not in time. Or we could even settle in a leadoff double for Todd Lott. That will raise his batting average. 221 entering the ninth. He's in scoring position with nobody out. Three chances to bring him home. Brady Whalen, the next to bat. Palencia, we get another look at him. He has not allowed an earned run against us in 2022. First pitch to Whalen. A cut and a miss. Whalen a little off balance after that hack. Palencia struck out 7, tied for a season high. We last saw him on June 22nd. It's one strike delivery, paints the outside edge. It's nothing and two. 5'11", 160 from San Carlos, Venezuela. 22 years old. He was acquired via a trade as a good portion of this South Bend roster can state that claim. There's an 0-2 floater into shallow left. This is going to be tricky. Pertuz, the shortstop, a running grab. Range into shallow left, a long run. He's able to glove out number one. Brings LJ Jones to the dish. You go up and down this Cubs roster. Trades, yeah, they're a big part of it. They sold off a lot of pieces from their big league club last year. One, two, three, four guys acquired via trade. And they have a few more in the lower levels of the system, I'm told. 1-1 out for L.J. Jones, who taps a first pitch foul. It's 0-1. Give the Cubs defense. Pinyango, Wogu, Sierra, left, center, and right. Murray, Pertuz, Santana, and Knight from third to first on the infield. Pablo Aliendo does the catching for the hard-throwing right-hander Palencia. Gets a swing and a miss. Jones chased a bad one. It's nothing and two. Lott led off the inning with a double to left center. He remains at second. No score here in the bottom of the first. Two offering way outside. One and two. You've seen the top third of the Peoria order. Tobeline, Reichenborn, Soto, 4, 5, and 6. Mendoza, Menlinger, and Jew round it out. Let's see, it dangles that right arm before coming set. Here's a 1-2. Jones takes down and perhaps in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palencia can be a tough guy to decipher at times. His curve and his slider, they can sometimes mimic each other. He throws both pitches very hard. Pumped in an earlier slider at 92. A 2-2 swing and a jam shot grounder foul. Jones will see at least another. Chiefs wearing their alternate red tops, home white pants. Cubs wearing their traveling grays with blue ball caps. 2-2. Jones hits one on the ground toward short. Lott streaks for third. Pertuz will throw to first. It's in time to retire Jones. 2 away. It's a little surprise that Lott went that direction. So Lott now 90 feet away. Here comes Tobeline. Drove in a pair in last night's 5-3 win. Lancia looking to answer with a zero of his own. Lott's walking lead down the third baseline. This pitch is in there for a strike called, 0-1. Jarrett Mulman, our home plate umpire this evening. Clyburn Rondon on the bases. Great crowd here tonight, by the way. A ton of energy in the ballpark. One strike offering. That one missed inside. It's borderline. 1-1, the count. Another pitch at 100 miles per hour from Palencia. Back-to-back heaters. It's always a buzz, right, when the Cardinals and Cubs get together. Even in the Midwest League, that's the case. 1-1 serve is inside. 2 balls and a strike. Game time temperature, by the way, brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. 80 degrees right on the dot. Standard Heating and Cooling are your long sponsor. Game time temperature. 2 balls and a strike. Palencia to the plate. Tobeline lifts it foul and out of play down the left field line. Check out Standard Heating and Cooling, 906 Southwest Adams in Peoria. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. The wind, by the way, is blowing in. And straight in from center. It's a pitcher's night, as it has been the last couple of evenings. 2-2 on its way. A tapper in front of the plate. It's the pitcher, Palencia, who throws into the baseline, but it's hauled in by the first baseman, Knight, who is able to keep his foot on the bag and save his pitcher from a throwing error. Wasn't pretty. You could tell Palencia, that thing was super glued to his mitt momentarily, but he shelled it over to first and ultimately gets the scoreless inning. We're off to the second, Chiefs and Cubs, scoreless, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Fredo Pereira back to work. His first pitch to Jake Washer is looped foul into the second row of seats just beyond the tarpaulin located down the right field line. Count 0-1. Washer, 286, the batting average. He lifts the one strike pitch in the air. Pop up. Right on the edge of the outfield grass, it's a second baseman, Tobelin, who secures the out. One away. Good start for Wilfredo. Four up, four down. Trying to follow the leader. Zane Mills was fantastic last night. Seven innings, two runs. He punched out four. He made two starts against the South Bend club and has been really good. Jonathan Sierra, left-handed batter, takes strike one. Pereira working from ahead here early. Mills, by the way, and he will not face the South Bend club again this year. 18th and final meeting with them tomorrow afternoon. Paints and ease. It's now nothing and two. Mills 1-1 with a 1-9-1. Two starts against South Bend this season. Three runs surrendered in 14 innings. 0-2 pitch is grounded softly towards second. Tobelin gloves, throws to first knee high, and in time. Tobelin, a busy man here in the second inning. Two outs. Here comes the catcher, Aliendo. Aliendo, three home runs on the year. 19 ribbies. This pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0. Nobody's an everyday catcher at this level, right? But Aliendo seems like he's in there with regularity. As he takes a fastball strike at 92, count 1-1. Pereira rests the glove on his front shoulder before coming set. The 1-1. There's a strike call. Working that outside edge to his advantage. For a strike away from a 1-2-3 second. Now the 1-2. Aliendo out in front. Chops one to third. Menlinger smothers and throws to first. Ending over. Fredo Pereira's faced the minimum through two. We're on to the Chiefs half of the second inning. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. so good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Cod Filet Dinner or Sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Set to lead off the Peoria half of the second inning. Right-hander Daniel Palencia stranded a runner at third in the first inning. Goes back to the wind. His first offering is upstairs for ball one. Palencia working from the extreme third base side of the rubber. Wearing bright white cleats. Perhaps with some gold trim. It's good look. 1-0 pitch is upstairs to Ando. Valencia wearing long blue sleeves underneath his gray top. 2-0 pitch is looped in to left, coming on Pinyanco, and he makes a running grab. Reichenborn just got that one off the end. Might have been a different story had he barreled it up. Ultimately, he is out number one. Well, we talked about the Futures game. I think we already have our storyline. Mason Wynn, you see what he did? On a ground ball hit to Wynn. Carlos Soto digs in, fouls one off, 0-1. He threw it to first. He had to throw across the diamond at 100.5 miles per hour. Now, remember, just the other day, I believe it was Wednesday, one pitch moves the feet of Soto, it's 1-1. O'Neill Cruz, the Pirates prize prospect, say that five times fast. Threw one across the diamond at, I believe, 97.8. Is that the number? Changeup misses low. It's 2-1. That set the StatCast record. Mason Wynn shattered that moments ago. The 2-1 swing by Soto, and he fouls it away left side. Two balls and two strikes. I'm sure there's video out there on the Bird app. I think that's what the kids call Twitter nowadays. This is empty, one out. 2-2 to Soto, a late swing and a miss for strikeout of the ball game for Palencia. Lord Mendoza will dig in. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. The bases remain empty. Palencia, after line of leadoff double, has sat down five in a row. First pitch to Mendoza. Strike called on the outer third. It's 0-1. Palencia back to work. And he had a swing and a miss. Mendoza way out in front. Palencia slowed that one way down. 87 on the radar gun. To dispatch Mendoza, the 0-2 home. A swing and a miss for strike three. Aliendo
finds a tag and a ball in the dirt, or perhaps he just let Mendoza give himself up. Regardless, the inning is over. Pretty impressive display from Palencia in the second. He punches out two. Brought to the third, no score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Schindler back with you, Tom. The third inning, a pitcher's duel. Haven't really seen a pitcher's duel this week. Ben, they put up 22 runs for the first three games of the series. The Chiefs flipped the script last night, a 5-3 win. Levi Prater stranded the tying run at first in the ninth inning. Propelled the Chiefs across the finish line. Fredo Pereira, change up to get ahead of B.J. Murray. Nothing and one the count. Murray, Knight, and Santana, the scheduled Cubs batters in the third. One pitch is wide for a ball, 1-1. Be interested to see what the Cardinals choose to do with Wilfredo Pereira as we come down the stretch of the season. Breaker in for a strike to make it 1-2. He's featured that curveball quite a bit in the early going. Pitch that he usually keeps in his back pocket. On the 1-2, a foul tip into the mitt. See you later. Strike three. Second K for Wilfredo. But Pereira's a guy in his career. He's bounced back and forth from the rotation to the bullpen, so on and so forth. As Knight steps in. But I think it's, and the numbers would showcase it, Ryan. He's been much better as a starter. So he gets a flail and a miss from Caleb Knight. 2-1. The draft is coming up on Sunday. You've got guys who have been really impressive, particularly in the starting rotation at Single A Palm Beach. As Knight skies one to shallow right, this will be Lott who waves off Tovalin. Two outs in the top of the third. So some of those guys get promoted. You know, on Paniagua, that's a name you should be watching if you're a Cardinals prospect follower. Trent Baker was really good last night. 10 strikeouts for Palm Beach in a 2-1 win over Lakeland. A lot of unanswered questions the rest of the way as Santana takes wide for ball one. We're scoreless here in the top of the third. 8 up, 8 down for the Peoria starter Pereira. Misses wide on the 1-0. Now 2 balls and no strikes. Infield and outfield playing straight up. Santana will spray it all over the yard. 2-0 delivery. Is looped foul and out of play into the seating bowl. Pinballing around now on the concourse. 2-1. Pereira, the late kick, the next one. Curveball strike. Make it 2-2. I'd love to know what his curveball usage was entering his start tonight. Now a cut and a miss, inning over. Santana down swinging. Another curveball at 79. Wraps up the inning. Pereira, three up, three down. He punches out a pair in the South Bend half of the third. We go to the bottom of inning number three. Still scoreless on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SafeQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SafeQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SafeQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Jason Cubs tied through 2.5. Ready for the bottom of the third here at Dozer Park. Packed it in pretty good tonight. It was pitched to Noah Menlinger in the dirt for ball one. Of course, this is a big rivalry series. Peoria smack dab in the middle of St. Louis and Chicago. If you're a geography nut, we've got you covered here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Menlinger lifts one foul and out of play left side. It's 1-1. Menlinger 2-2 the batting average. A homer, 9 ribbies. Part-time player for much of the year. Fights one off foul and out of play. Now 1-2. It's kind of a defensive posture. 1-1 count. Palencia, he's ready to go, man. He's on the rubber. Glove up near his nostrils. Perhaps he's blowing steam out of his nose. So 1-2 pitch misses inside. 2-2. He's got a fire-breathing dragon of a fastball. Seen it up. Topping out at 100 in the early going. 2-2 to Menlinger. Upstairs for a ball, and we're loaded up. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chiefs got the leadoff man on in the first, but could not bring him around. Menlinger trying to start the party in the third. The 3-2. High for ball 4. Had to wait on that one. Palencia took something off, and certainly Menlinger was looking for the triple-digit heat. He didn't get it, but the pitch stayed high in the estimation of Jared Bowman. The leadoff man indeed reaches. Here's the number 9 batter, Tommy Jew. Could be a bunting situation. Patrick Anderson, the Chiefs skipper, he will play small ball from time to time. Jew not bunting, and he hits a ball to deep left field. Piñango onto the track. He hauls it in, banging against the padding. Streaking back to first is Menlinger. He's in without a throw. Jew nearly put the Chiefs in front. A long out number 1 here in the bottom of the third. Tommy's close, though, right? He's had some swings each of the last few nights where he's driven the baseball, just hasn't been able to find some green. 1-1 gone. Here's Lott, who doubled. Lone hit in the ball game, as a matter of fact. First pitch from Palencia in the dirt. Aliendo able to take it off the chest protector. kept it at his feet. In the bottom of the third inning, game five of this series, 1:35 tomorrow for the series finale. Luis Devers go for South Bend. Dionis Rodriguez for our Chiefs. 1-0 offering, a cut and a miss, lot out in front. 1-1 the count on the Peoria right fielder. Let's see, a peek at first. Now he's set. Deep breath, the pitch. Lott taps it foul back to the patty beyond home plate. 1-2. Obviously, the futures game, a big story around Major League Baseball this week. And of course, the All-Star break looming next week. Fouls one back to the netting. Stay at 1-2 for at least one more pitch. And the draft, too, right? It's a busy few days for Major League Baseball. But perhaps the biggest storyline is this news out of Washington today. Juan Soto turned down a mega extension. Two pitches in the dirt. And we'll get a new baseball. 2-2 goes the count. What was it, 15 years, $440 million? The average value came out to about $29 million a season, which I understand that with some of the monetary figures that have been thrown around in the game of baseball, I think that would put him as the 15th highest paid player. A lot chases one in the dirt. He strikes out. Two away for the first baseman, Whalen. So perhaps I understand that from a financial perspective. Perhaps Soto just wants to put himself in a position for free agency. He becomes a free agent following the 2024 season. But the Nationals have said they now plan to make him available via trade. His pitch to Brady Whalen misses wide, ball one. Just thinking out loud, right, to get the package that they deem acceptable, they being the Nationals, how many prospects would you need, first of all? Leland takes a strike on the inside edge to make it 1-1. And then how many teams actually have a package that could reach their standards? And then would they be able to pay Juan Soto down the line? 1-1 offering from Palencia in the dirt. It's now 2-1. I think all are interesting questions, all are valid questions, and we'll see if it shakes out here in the next few weeks or if this drags on. Soto is under contract through 24, as we mentioned. Let's see, again misses low. Three balls and a strike. Hitters count for Whalen. He homered twice in his first game with us. That was back on July 2nd at Quad Cities, but has slumped since. Let's see, the 3-1. Inside, ball four. Whalen twirls the bat towards his dugout and takes his base. Two on, two out. For L.J. Jones, who's been the Chiefs' best hitter as of late. DHing this evening. There's the first one of Jones. It misses high and away, ball one. Seen Palencia 98 to 100 with the heater. I think we saw him as high as 101. We were in South Bend last month. Link kicking the 1-0. Jones, a pop-up on the infield. The first baseman, Knight, makes the head-high grab, and that's that. Jones retired. Chiefs leave a pair. They've had a little traffic through three, but nothing to show for it. Wilfredo Pereira back to the bump. He's been spectacular through three. Sat down all nine to this point. I'm going to go sit it out for a few innings. Brendan Howe will join you for the middle innings. Call to the bullpen. Brendan Howe joins next. Period Chiefs streaming network. We're scoreless through three.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Top of the fourth on an overcast night from Dozier Park here in downtown Peoria. We're still in search of our first run as South Bend comes back to the dish. First pitch of the inning is inside to start out Jordan Wilgu for ball one. Just one hit in the ball game belongs to the Chiefs. Fredo winds and fires. Wilgu punches this one deep to left field. Back there is Reichenborn. It is gone. There's your first run. And the first hit for South Bend. It's over the wall. A home run from Jordan Wilgu. And South Bend strikes first. They take a 1-0 lead on the fifth home run of the year from Wilgu. I'll bring up Fabian Pertuz. So there goes the perfect game, the no-hitter, the shutout. Ball one to start out Pertuz, who struck out swinging his first time. Solo home runs aren't going to kill you, though, as Pertuz punches that one to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Alfredo can live with that one so long as he keeps the damage limited. The 1-1 pitch is up high. Two balls and a strike. Trying to tie up Pertuz with an inside fastball. Pereira rocks and deals a 2-1. This one in the air to deep left center field, but playable now as Reichenborn over into the alley and makes the catch. One gone. Here's Yohendrick Piñango. Wilfredo looking to follow up a stellar pitching performance from last night. Zane Mills turned in a 7-inning performance, allowed just 2 runs. Both of them came in the first inning. First pitch to Piñango is down and in for a ball. That tied a season long for Mills. Picked up the victory. Chiefs earned a 5-3 win. 1-0 pitch, wave and a miss. Piñango took a huge hack at that one. Came up empty. He was looking to send that one off the scoreboard. Piñango flew out in his first at-bat. Up to Tommy Ju in center field. Pereira ready to work. 0-1. Breaking ball. Piñango went around. Checked his swing, but couldn't control the barrel through the zone. 1-2. Pereira lifts the leg, 1-2 pitch, bouncer right back to him. Look what I found. Cut some distance off, underhands over to first, and there's two away. A hot shot right back on a hop to Pereira. Stuck the glove out mainly for self-defense. The baseball found the webbing. A 1-3 put out to send up Jake Washer now. First pitch to him, misses down and away. One ball, no strikes. So South Bend has struck first now for the fifth time in five games this week as Washer's out in front of a changeup, 1-1. South Bend a chance to win the series tonight. They can pick up a win. Chiefs trying to make sure that doesn't happen. 1-1, that's high and away. Two balls and a strike. An overcast, sticky, humid night here from Dozer Park, but still a good night to play some baseball, and it's drawn a large crowd to one pitch. Washer cuts and misses. Changeup fell off the table out of the hand of Pereira that time. 2-2. Pereira looking to put him away. He already has three strikeouts through his first trip through the order as Washer taps that one foul off himself. And the count will stay put. We'll do it again. You can hear our crowd mic picking up that wind. It's blowing straight in from center field tonight. Not all that hard, about 10 miles an hour or so, but it did keep the Chiefs off the board, one could assume. Tommy Ju gave one a ride. 2-2. Washer swing sends a mile-high fly ball into shallow left. Drifting back, Mendoza now in his Rankinborn. He will take this one and make the catch to end the inning. Solo home run from Jordan Wogu puts the Cubs on the board. They lead it 1-0. Chiefs trying to answer back. Bottom four coming up. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? CEFQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my CEFQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Osvaldo Tobolin to the dish. Chiefs trailing a tally 1-0. Solo home run from Jordan Wogu has put the Cubs out in front. Daniel Palencia back to work and will face the middle third of the Chiefs' order. Tobolin fights this one off foul up and onto the roof at Dozer Park for strike one. Tobolin to be followed by Tyler Rankinborn and Carlos Soto in the inning. Palencia rocks and deals. Here's an 0-1. At the knees, a called strike two. Fastball at 97 miles an hour. Palencia can certainly bring the heat. He's touched triple digits already a handful of times tonight. As good as 100 miles an hour, even 101. Touched 102 miles an hour against the Chiefs in his last outing. Long pause before the 0-2. Pitch clock all the way down to 2 seconds. Now the two-strike pitch. Tobolin chops it off of himself. May have gotten a chunk of his right foot as he topples it down the first baseline. And now Palencia is down in a heap to the right of the first baseline. He went chasing after the foul ball. Etobolin sent off his right foot and reached foul territory and all of a sudden just crumbled. He's regained his footing and is trying to attempt to shake out that leg and potentially walk it off, but the Cubs trainer is immediately out of that third base dugout and on his way over to him. That's Seth Clapp, the Cubs athletic trainer, out there to have a look at him. And now Palencia gets a hand as he's up and walking back toward the pitcher's mound. That was a scary sight. Wasn't any indication that something had happened to Palencia. Perhaps maybe rolled an ankle as he's flexing his left leg, which is, of course, as a right-hander, his plant leg. Now Palencia has regained the rubber and will try and throw a few test pitches here. Seth Clapp, the athletic trainer, as well as Lance Reimel, the Cubs skipper, is anxiously watching Palencia to see if he's able to continue in this ball game tonight. Cubs do have about two or three members of their bullpen up and stretching right now just to be on the safe side in case Palencia is unable to give it a go the rest of the way tonight. Count would be 0-2 to Osvaldo Tobolin, who is the hitter. Palencia will try and jog now over to first base. Again, these types of situations, I don't want to try and push it too much. But he's waving off both Clapp and Reimel. Looks like he's going to be okay to try and continue here tonight. Certainly a good sign if you're a Cubs supporter. Tobolin regains his bat and gets set to dig back in from the left side. Palencia reties his cleats as we get ready to go. If you're just tuning in here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network comes on top 1-0 game 5 of our 6-game series. Now Palencia is ready to go. He's retied his cleats. Tobolin back into the box. Count 0-2. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Missed outside. 1-2. So that's certainly something to monitor now going forward is that plant leg of Palencia. Looks like he was flexing out his ankle. Of course, we don't want to speculate too much. Here's a 1-2. Tobolin waves and misses. Tag applied by Aliendo for strike three to finish him off. One gone for Tyler Reichenborn now. Reichenborn 0-1. He flew out to his counterpart Pinyango in left field his first time. First pitch in this at bat. Spiked in the dirt for ball one. That plant leg can certainly affect a lot of things for a pitcher out there on the mound. Velocity, control. 1-0, Reichenborn shows bunt, pulls it back. A pitch at the knees, a called strike anyway. 1-1. Even still, Palencia continues to bring the heat at 97 with that last pitch. 1-1 is to the backstop. Reichenborn checked his swing, was able to hold back. 2-1. Carlos Soto waits on deck, hoping to get an opportunity with a man aboard. Palencia rocks and fires a 2-1. Good. Breaking ball. Sits middle for a strike. 2-2. Obviously, you know Palencia's got the velocity. Here's a 2-2. Breaking ball. Tap back to the mound. Palencia hobbles off the mound to get this one. He high fires high. And Reichenborn's taken off for second. Ball over by the tarp. Knight scoops it out. And Reichenborn's into scoring position at second. And Palencia is down again. And this may do it. Seth Clapp back out there, as well as Lance Reimel on his way out to have a look at Palencia, who had an awkward hobble off the mound after that slow roller. Had to go off the mound to his right to collect that baseball, as Reichenborn just tapped it right back to him. And now Palencia will have to exit this ball game as he's being helped off by the Cubs athletic trainer Seth Clapp. Left arm draped over his shoulder, and now a teammate will come out to help him the rest of the way toward the South Bend dugout. So that will conclude the day for Palencia. Have to commend him for giving it an effort to try and finish this one out tonight. He is just unable to put any sort of weight on that left ankle, and we hope for the best for Daniel Palencia, who was very, very good tonight. We will have a Julie call to the bullpen. We'll step aside. We'll tell you about the new arm on the other side of this break, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Back here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Carlos Soto will be the hitter. It is a Julie call to the bullpen. It is Gabriel Jaramillo on for the Cubs. Daniel Palencia has exited with an injury tonight, and it is the right-hander Jaramillo to take over. His first pitch to Soto misses high with a breaking ball, 1-0. If you're just tuning in, we'll explain the situation with Palencia in just a moment. I have to commend the right-hander for the effort that he made to try and stay in this ballgame tonight, but ultimately that ankle was just too much for him to overcome as Jaramillo misses again to Soto. Two balls, no strikes. Cubs in front, 1-0. Tyler Rankinborn at second base after the throwing error from Palencia, which would be the last play that he makes this evening. 2-0 to Soto. Punched straight back to the screen for strike one. Outside fastball just off the end of the bat from Soto. Second night in a row behind the plate doing the catching for Peoria tonight. Don't see that too often with Patrick Anderson in his lineup card. He likes to rotate his catchers. He's got Wade Stauss on the bench. Soto getting the nod again tonight. Here's a 2-1 from Jeremiah. Fisted into foul ground left side. The third baseman Murray over by the wall. Reaches. He can't make the catch. Falls into the camera well. Count goes to 2-2 on Carlos Soto. Of course, the Chiefs picked up a victory as the Orange Barrels last night, 5-3 over the Cubs. It was just their second win over South Bend this season. They're 14-2 are the Cubs against our Chiefs in 2022. Had a lot of success, but not last night. Jaramillo looks to second, now the 2-2 home. Soto swings and sends this one a mile high in the air behind the third base bag. Now onto the grass and foul ground, the third baseman Murray to put the squeeze on it for the second out. Back to the bag goes Rankinborn at second. That'll leave things up to Ramon Mendoza to try and keep this whole half of the fourth alive. Starter for the Cubs, Palencia exits after 3 1/3. Gave up just the one hit, a couple of walks, 4 strikeouts. He is responsible for Rankinborn at second base. And even though he reached on an error, it would count as an earned run given that it was Palencia who committed the error. Mendoza swings, pops this one up. The shortstop, Pertuz, looking up at it. He's got a beat on this one on the dirt of the infield and makes the catch over his head to retire the side. So the error does not come back to bite the Cubs. Jeremiah works his way out of it. His Cubs still lead it by a tally. 1-0 South Bend as we go to the fifth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jonathan Sierra to the dish. Top five from Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. South Bend, they're on front 1-0. We've had just two combined hits in the ballgame, split down the middle between the two sides. First one from Pereira to start the inning is off the plate away for a ball. 1-0 to Sierra, who's 0-1 tonight. Bounced out to second base to Osvaldo Tobolin in his first at bat. Second time seeing Pereira. 1-0 pitch. Popped up foul, drifting off to the left and out of play into the seats. That'll be a souvenir. One ball and one strike. Large contingent on hand here tonight at Dozer Park to take this one in. Largest crowd of the week by far. 1-1 pitches up high. Two balls and a strike. We've got the suite level mostly occupied as well. Peoria faithful showing out. See this one on a Saturday against these Cubs. For the 2-1, Sierra steps out and asks for time. Pereira tucks that red glove that matches his jersey under his chin. Now he comes set at the shoulders. 2-1 pitch. Fisted back over the netting and up toward us. It ricochets off of the awning that guards the suite level and back down into the seats. 2-2. The youngster wound up with that one and gets a hand. Two-strike pitch. Off the end of the bat, a floater towards shortstop Mendoza. Back, he reaches up and makes the catch on the run. He went back about 25 feet into the outfield grass and shallow left. That one hung up just long enough for Mendoza to get under it. He reels it in for out number one. Here comes Pablo Aliendo. Chiefs defense showing out here on the fifth. Breaker from Pereira finds its mark for a strike, 0-1 down and in. Aliendo, a 5-3 putout in round number one against Pereira. He punches this one on the ground to shortstop. Mendoza shuffles to his left, now whips it across in time, two away. Mendoza's been a busy man here in this top of the fifth. That'll send B.J. Murray to the box to try and keep this inning alive for South Bend. It's been a briskly played ball game to this point. Just the one run came off the solo shot from Jordan Wogu. Other than that, been nothing doing against Pereira. Right-hander's ready. First pitch of the at-bat. It's off the end of the bat to the backstop, foul for a strike. Nothing at one. Murray, one of three Pereira strikeout victims thus far tonight. Got him down 0-1. Lifts the leg, fires an 0-1. Cut on it, missed. Had him up in front of an off-speed pitch. 0-2, took a little something off. Looked like perhaps maybe a change piece. That one just disappeared. Well, he's got him in the palm of his hand now. See if he can put him away with the 0-2. Here it comes to the net, foul. And we'll rack him up and do it again. No balls, two strikes, bases empty, two away. Comes Sapp for the fifth. Next pitch from Pereira. Off the plate away. Good one to waste. Couldn't get Murray to chase after it. One ball, two strikes with Caleb Knight on deck. Chiefs in their half of the fifth. They'll have 8-9-1. Menlinger, Tommy Jew, and Todd Locke. 1-2 pitch. Down and in. Did he go? Yes, he did. He couldn't hold the barrel back. And Murray is retired by way of the K for the second time tonight. That gets the Cubs in order. 1-2-3. Chiefs still trail by a penny. It's 1-0 South Bend as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Singer to lead it off for Peoria, bottom five. We're looking for a run as the Chiefs trail 1-0. Gabriel Jaramillo, first full inning out of the pen, pumps in a strike on the outer third to start out Mendlinger. 0-1. Noah has not yet recorded an official at bat. Worked a walk in his first plate appearance tonight. Change up from Jaramillo. Missed the corner. 1-1. Tommy Jew, Todd Lott to follow Mendlinger here in the Chiefs half of the fifth. Jaramillo winds and delivers a 1-1. Mendlinger let that one go by inside. 2-1. Jaramillo peers over that red and gray glove. A 2-1 pitch. Slider dips into the inside corner. 2-2. Mendlinger trying to be a catalyst for the Chiefs here in this half. 2-2. Jaramillo with a long pause, and now time asked for by Mendlinger at the box. Both Cubs pitchers tonight, Palencia and Jaramillo. A trend they have. They like to drain the pitch clock down. So 2-2 outside to Mendlinger. The count will fill up to the brim. 3-2. Payoff coming from Jaramillo. Off the end of the bat, flicked down the left field side and up onto the berm. It's a foot race after that one. A sea of youngsters paddling for that souvenir. Looks like a pig pile at the goal line. A 3-2 one more time. Mendlinger sends this one in the air down the left field line, ranging over Pinyango toward the wall. And you won't have a play on this one either. And now it's pandemonium down there on the berm. We've got two baseballs to chase after now. Forget the first one. That massive pig pile is split into two mediocre ones now. Plenty of opportunity for foul balls here tonight. Next 3-2. Mendlinger bounces this one foul right side. This will stay in play, however. Down by the tarp toward the Chiefs' bullpen. Noah putting up a tough fight with 2 strikes and the count full. Trying to get the leadoff man on for the third time tonight as Mendlinger sends this one deep to right field. Back there it goes. It's gone. He put that one in between the lines. A no-doubt shot to deep straightaway right field. And the Chiefs have tied this one up. It's 1-1. Second home run of the year for Noah as he put a charge into that one. Noah said, enough playing around with these foul balls. I'm going to jack one out of here. So here's Tommy Jew. Looks at one down and away for a ball. Mendlinger's second home run in the last week. 1-0. Tommy Jew waves and misses through a high fastball. 1-1. His first home run of the season came last Sunday against Beloit. Slider missed down and away. Mendlinger wasn't even supposed to play that day. He made a pinch hit appearance and drew a walk, and then later in the ballgame sent that home run to right as Jew tags this one to center field. But right there was Wogu to reel it in, and there's one away. Tommy with a pair of flyouts. That'll bring up Todd Lott. Chiefs were hoping that Mendlinger would just be a catalyst and get on. He said, no, I've got other plans. I'm going to be the source with that solo home run. Second hit of the ball game it was for the Chiefs. Now here's Todd Lott showing bunts, pulling it back. On a breaking ball down, he takes a look at the pitch at the knees for a strike. That's certainly interesting. Power bat of Todd Lott showing bunt with nobody on. Now he swings at the 0-1 and pops it foul out of play. Quickly 2 strikes on the Chiefs' leadoff man. Here's an 0-2. Slider missed down and away. 1-2 now. So So the Chiefs have been given a jolt by the long ball the past couple of nights against these Cubs. Of course, it was L.J. Jones last night. There's a 1-2 from Jeremio. Spoiled away, foul right side. Count a hole, do it again. And tonight, it's Noah Mendlinger off of Jeremio. Here's a 1-2. Lott on the ground right side, and that'll get through into right for a base hit. Just a little bleeder through the right side of the infield, but it does the trick all the same. Lott's got his second hit tonight. He's been two-thirds of the Chiefs' offense thus far, and here's Brady Whalen now. Whalen digs in, and it feels like Brady Whalen's due for a big hit, doesn't it? He's put some good swings on balls in the last couple of days, but it hasn't necessarily translated to a whole lot of success. A bouncer towards second base. Here, it's off the glove of Santana into right. Lott around second, digging for third. He'll get there without a throw, and it'll be on the corners with one away. They're going to credit Whalen with a base hit there. Set up men on the corners for one L.J. Jones. Speaking of the long ball last night, here's the man that hit it. And it gave the Chiefs the lead in the fifth inning at the time. There's a no-doubter to left field. First one from Jeremio. It's a breaker that misses outside 1-0. Todd Lott at third, Brady Whalen at first. Three of the first four men have reached here for Peoria in the bottom of the fifth. Chance for LJ to give the Chiefs the lead. Pitch from Jeremio. Line drive right center field. That'll split the gap. Here comes Lott for the plate. Whalen digging for third. They're going to give him the wave around. Here he comes to the plate. The throw won't be in time. The throw to third base digging for three is Jones. It gets by. It ricochets off the sidewall and back to the infield, and Jones has got a bases clearing triple, and the Chiefs lead 3-1. LJ Jones, he just keeps on hitting. RBIs 35 and 36. Just like he did last night in the fifth. Drove in a pair. He drives in two more tonight. Comes pitching coach Tony Kogul out to the mound. Try and settle down Jeremio, who's given up a pair of ringing knocks here in this inning. A solo homer from Mendlinger, and now the two RBI triple from LJ Jones. Who would have thought that LJ would be the one to leg out a triple? The meeting adjourns. That'll bring up Osvaldo Tobalin. Cubs will pull the infield in now with one out. L.J. Jones resides at third base. First pitch from Jeremio. Outside for ball one. Cubs with some stretching going on in their bullpen. No action as of yet. 1-0 to Tobalin. Fouled off the end of the bat. Went reaching for that one off the outer third of the plate. Fouled it back to the screen for a strike. 1-1. We'll have to do some digging on this one, but L.J. Jones can't have many triples in his career. 1-1 pitch is a number back to the press box. Ricochets right off the paneling above the window to my left and back down into the seating bowl. Made quite the noise. Not sure if our field might pick that one up, but it echoed throughout the ballpark, that's for sure. I was nearly ducking for cover there. Ball and two strikes on Tobalin now. Jeremio trying to put him away. Tobalin instead fists this one into foul ground left side. Murray has some room over by the dugout to make the catch. Reels that one in, two down. So it'll be up to Tyler Reichenbohr now to try and bring home LJ. Chiefs now with 3 runs on 5 hits. Infield goes back to normal depth with 2 away. First pitch, a fastball. It's upstairs, 1-0. LJ Jones just continues to lead the charge for the Chiefs offensively. His 1-0 breaking ball's in the dirt. If you were with us in the pregame show, either today or yesterday, either one, you'd know that he leads the Chiefs in just about every category offensively. 2-0 to Reichenbohr. Fouls this one back. 2 balls and a strike to count. Jones leads the team in batting average, hits, total bases, doubles, home runs, and RBIs. Few of those categories increase after that triple. 2-1 from Reichenbohr is fouled away. Count a level up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The category that we did not anticipate Jones to lead the team in would be triples. Well, he's got one here in this inning. 2-2 to Reichenbohr. Breaking ball just missed the corner, did Jaramillo. Catcher Pablo Allendeau trying to give his battery mate the frame and to no avail. The count to the brim, 3-2. The payoff to Reichenbohr. That's in there, strike 3, and he knew it. Reichenbohr down on strikes. They strand LJ Jones at third, but not before he can drive in a couple of runs to give the Chiefs the lead. It's 3-1 Peoria as we move along to the sixth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our story.
Caleb Knight to dig in. Wilfredo Pereira back to work on the mound. He fires a first pitch slider that Knight to wave right over the top of that one. Nothing in one to start out the top of the sixth. 8-9-1 for the Cubs. Knight, Santana, and Wogu. A one from Pereira. Fastball. Trying to nibble the corner and missed. 1-1. Chiefs currently lead 3-1 after a crooked number in the bottom of the fifth. Solo home run from Noah Menlinger and a 2 RBI triple from LJ Jones. 1-1. That's in for a strike on the outer third. 2 strikes now. Knight flew out to Todd Lund his first time around. Pereira trying to put him away for a second time, and he does. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Down goes Knight. A wicked breaking ball from Pereira that time. Fooled him rather badly, and here's Jason Santana. Cubs still with just 1 hit to their credit. It's Jordan Wogu solo home run. Showing bunt to Santana. Pulls it back. Pitcher called strike anyway at the top of the zone. 0-1. comes with a right-hander loosening in the bullpen. A one from Pereira. Breaking ball missed down. One ball, one strike. Right-hander pauses. Wheels and deals a 1-1. Right over the heart of the plate for strike two. Left Santana bewildered. Spins out of the box. Now readjusts the helmet. Taps the plate once. He's back in. Pereira ready to fire on a 1-2. Here it comes. Fastball upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Pereira's gotten four strikeouts and five tries to the bottom third of the Cubs order. Can he get another? 2-2. Fisted foul. Up and off to the right, out of play. Cano holds. Santana putting up a tough fight. If that last tidbit I just gave you wasn't an indication, Santana has struck out already once tonight. Here's a 2-2. Breaking ball right off the glove of Pereira. Deflects toward the second baseman, Tobolin, who charges, fires, and they get him. It was a soft liner back to Pereira. He had to reach out with the glove, full extension with that left arm, to knock that ball down. Otherwise, it could have been destined for some outfield grass up the middle. Able to knock it down, deflect it toward Tobolin, who made a nice charging effort for the second out of the inning. And here's Jordan Wogu. The only member of the Cubs lineup to get to Pereira tonight. Takes low for ball one. Wogu, of course, is always a power threat for the Cubs. Certainly has that home run ability. 1-0 pitch. That missed down and away as well. Two balls and no strikes. Coming into tonight's action, Wogu had four home runs and 20 RBIs. He was only hitting 238. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Checked his swing, and he went around for a strike, 2-1. But judging by those numbers, you may think that Wogu is just an average hitter. That's certainly not the case at all. He has some light tower power. Here's a 2-1. Big swing and a miss. Tied him up with a breaking ball, did Pereira. Leveled the count 2-2. And that power has been put on full display in batting practice this week as Wogu is just spraying balls around Dozier Park. 2-2 from Pereira. That one rides high. A fastball. Tried to put it top shelf. Missed, and it's 3-2. It was drawing the attention of all of his Cubs teammates. 3-2. Downstairs. Oh, he went around for strike three. Couldn't hold the barrel back. Well, Fredo picks up another strikeout. He gets two in the inning, and the Cubs go in order 1-2-3. Chiefs in front by a pair. It's 3-1. Bottom six coming your way next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Carlos Soto to the plate for the Chiefs. Bottom six, 3-1 our score here from Dozer Park. Game five of our series. Peoria and South Bend. Julie called it a bullpen to tell you about as the first pitch is tapped to second base. Santana slings it across to retire Soto for out number one. Now we can tell you about the Julie call to the bullpen. It's a left-hander, Adam Lasky. Seen him already once this series. He's back a couple of nights ago as Ramon Mendoza gets set to dig in now. Give me some figures on both Jaramillo, who exits, and Lasky in just a moment. First pitch to Mendoza in there for strike one. Right down the middle at the knees. Lasky gets a sign from Aliendo. Here's the 0-1. Mendoza, big swing and a miss. Wave through a top shelf fastball for a strike. Nothing in two. Lasky 6-3, 205 left-hander. 0-2 to Mendoza. Got him swinging strike three. Put the breaking ball on the back foot. Mendoza couldn't handle that one. He's down on strikes for the second time tonight. And quickly two away in the Chiefs half of the six for Noah Mendlinger. So as Mendlinger steps in, Jaramillo exits to give way to Lasky after an inning and two-thirds. Mendlinger takes a strike middle-middle, nothing in one. Three runs on four hits charged to Jaramillo, no walks and a strikeout. Lasky has his sign. Here's an 0-1. Fastball down and away. One ball, one strike. Mendlinger, of course, last time up. He got the Chiefs on the board and tied the game at one apiece. Solo home run to deep right field on one pitch. The breaker at the belt, one and two. Mendlinger thought maybe that would be a little bit inside. Not the case, as Jared Molman reassured him. Nope, that caught the plate. 1-2 from Lasky. Missed down and away with a heater. Two balls and two strikes. Chiefs brought seven to the plate in the fifth. Lasky trying to make it a 3-up, 3-down inning. Mendlinger able to stay alive and chops it foul. Was chatting with Lyle Arnold before coming on the air here tonight about the bat that Noah is using. It's a metallic gray color. And we were both just enamored by that bat. Us baseball nerds, it's the little things for us, right? LJ Jones using an all-orange bat, same one he used last night. Hit that home run with 2-2, missed down and away. Three balls, two strikes. Of course, baseball players, creatures of habit, you know. I mean, you'll go out there and have a good game with one piece of lumber. You'll want to carry that into the next contest. Here's a 3-2 to Mendlinger. Ripped down the right field line, but he hooked it foul. That'll clank off the wall by the Chiefs bullpen. Can'll stay 3-2. Mendlinger doing a nice job keeping his hands inside the baseball tonight. It's exactly what he did on that solo home run his last time up. Trying to do it again right there. Next 3-2 from Lasky, here it comes. Fastball painted the edge for strike three. No argument for Mendlinger there. A couple of strikeouts for Lasky in the inning. The Chiefs go in order. They still lead it by 2-3-1 to the seventh. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
The seventh. Wilfredo Pereira back to work. We're waiting for our catch a homer participants to file off the field down the right field line. Fabian Pertuz, Yohendrick Piñango, Jake Washer set to dig in. 2-3-4 in the South Bend order in the top of the seventh. Chiefs trying to hang on to a 3-1 lead as we approach the late innings tonight. Game five of our six game series. Right hander back to work. First pitch of the inning is down and in for a ball. 1-0. He's allowed just one hit, a Jordan Wogu solo home run. He's back in the top of the fourth inning that puts South Bend in front. Popped up, Pertuz into foul ground, ranging back after it, the catcher Soto behind the plate, looks up and it falls into the third row. One ball, one strike. There is action behind Pereira now in the Chiefs bullpen, however. Looks to be Nick Trogerlich-Iverson. Not been loosening. Just in case Pereira runs into some trouble here. Right-hander ready. Pitch home. Breaking ball. That's set up high. 2-1. Bases clear. Nobody away. This pitch. Deep left field. This one was hammered. Pertuz has homered. And it's a 3-2 game here in the seventh. No doubter. Straight away left. Reichenbauer didn't even have to move. That fastball was absolutely destroyed. Another solo home run from the top two men in the Cubs order. Makes it a one-run game. For Yohendrick Piñango. Fifth home run of the year for Pertuz, RBI number 45, as Piñango takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. Trogerlich-Iverson continues to loosen down that right field line. 1-0 pitch. Slider missed the edge, two balls, no strikes. Just two solo home runs, that won't kill you. And if Pereira's able to get out of this one to go seven and allow only two, you'll take that every day of the week and twice on Sundays. 2-0 pitch, wave and a miss. Changeup fell off the edge. 2-1. Now, Pertuz had been 0-2 before that blast. Just the second Cubs hit of the contest tonight. 2-1. Poked towards second base. Tobolin to his left. Gloves cleanly. Slings across in time for the first out. They'll bring up Jake Washer. Of course, this Cubs lineup looks a little bit different in the latter portion of this week. Pete Crow Armstrong is out in L.A. at the Futures game, which is taking place right now. He's alongside former Chiefs Mason Wynn and Jordan Walker in that game. First pitch to Washer is bounced in the dirt. And looks like Washer was rung up for strike one. Apparently didn't check his swing. At least home plate umpire Jared Momin didn't think so. It's no balls and one strike to Washer is 0-2. Next one home. Fastball at the knees for a strike. Speaking of Mason Wynn, by the way, not sure if Cody told you about this earlier on in the broadcast. Here's an 0-2 from Pereira. Cut on and missed for strike three. He's able to fan Washer. That's a big second out here in the seventh. That'll bring in Jonathan Sierra. So if I'm regurgitating this, if Cody had mentioned this earlier, I apologize. But Mason Wynn has now set a new record for hardest throw by an infielder in the StatCast era. Of course, it was formerly held by O'Neill Cruz, a Pittsburgh Pirates shortstop. And Sierra digs in. He's 0-2. First pitch cut on and missed for a strike, nothing and one. Mason Wynn was asked about that in an interview with Baseball America a couple of days ago, and he said if he got an opportunity to unleash one from shortstop in the Futures game, he would break that record. A one pitch is tapped foul. And, of course, if you're an avid Chiefs follower, you know the kind of arm that Mason Wynn holds at the shortstop position. Just an absolute cannon. He tossed one 100 miles an hour from shortstop to first in that Futures game tonight. 0-2 pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes. Pereira went down to a knee after that pitch and slapped his leg in frustration. Lost the grip on that one. One ball and two strikes. Pereira ready. Hesitates. Now fires a 1-2. It's a liner back up the middle and into center for a base hit. 2-out knock for Sierra. Keeps the inning alive for Pablo Aliendo now. A couple of ground outs for the Cubs catcher to this point in the ballgame tonight. And here comes Patrick Anderson out of the first base dugout. Perhaps this may be the end of the line for Wilfredo Pereira tonight. Chiefs skipper with a brisk walk out to the mound. Very calm. No signal to the bullpen as of yet. Has a couple of words with Pereira. Aliendo would be the hitter. He's gotten him twice tonight. Still no signal yet from Anderson. Now he gives the wave toward the right field bullpen, and that will bring on Nick Trgulek-Iverson. Pereira's night has concluded. We'll tell you all about him. Trgulek-Iverson enters the fray in a one-run contest. Chiefs 3, Cubs 2. Keep it here. Top 7. Still some time to go here in this ballgame. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nick Trgulek-Iverson is on. Top of the seventh. 3-2 Chiefs trying to hang on to a one-run cushion. Aliendo the hitter. First pitch to him. Fastball at the knees, taken for strike one. So Wilfredo Pereira's night ends after 6 2/3. He gives up 3 hits, doesn't walk anybody, and fans 7. He is responsible for the man on at first, Jonathan Sierra. But to this point, he's allowed only 2 runs. A one from Trgulek-Iverson. Missed down with a slider. 1-1. Some numbers on the year for Trgulek-Iverson. A record of 1-3, a 5.22 ERA through 29 1/3. Aliendo has bounced out a couple of times, once to third, once to short, and takes a look at strike two over the outside edge. 36 hits, 17 earned runs, 11 walks to 29 strikeouts for the right-hander Trgulek-Iverson. Trying to put away Aliendo on 1-2. Just able to get a piece. He went down to a knee to flick that one foul. Keeps the inning alive for the Cubs. Two runs, 3 hits, an error for South Bend to this point in the game. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for our Chiefs. 1-2. Bounding ball foul toward the South Bend dugout. Tensions rising down the stretch here from Dozier Park tonight. Torgelik Iverson trying to punch his way out of the seventh. 1-2. Missed down and away. Trying to get Aliendo to chase the breaking ball. Showed some good patience, and the count is even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sinning got started with a Fabian Perdue solo homer. 2 outs later, it was Jonathan Sierra who reached on a single. 2-2 pitch. Aliendo fists this one into shallow center. Tommy Ju coming on, charging. He makes the catch on the run. And puts a cap on the top of the seventh while losing his cap on the move to make that grab. Cup strand a runner. Chiefs lead it by 1 after the home run from Fabian Perdue. It's 3-2. Bottom 7. We stretch from Dozier Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bottom of the seventh, 3-2 Chiefs. Tommy Ju, the leadoff batter, hits a skyscraper pop-up on the infield. First baseman Knight keeping the feet moving. He gloves it, 1 pitch, 1 out. For left-hander Adam Lasky, who remains on the bump. Cody Schindler back with you. And back for the fourth time tonight, it's the top of the Chiefs order. Todd Lott ready to dig in. A pair of hits. He scored a run. Lasky works from the line with the bases empty. First pitch home is a letter high strike. Nothing and one. 2-3-1 for South Bend. 3-5-0 for our Chiefs. Here's the next one. Lott fouls it at the plate. Kicked off the shin guard of our home plate umpire, Jared Molman. That's why we wear them. Also, I think I owe you 2 names from our baseball encyclopedia. 2 to Lott is cut on and missed for strike 3. Better hurry. You don't want to tell a 2-out story. And the catcher, Aliendo, promptly throws it into left field as he was throwing it around the diamond. So that helps. Turn to page 1013. How about Jim Greengrass? Oh, that's fantastic as Brady Whalen digs in. Jim Greengrass played 5 seasons, 500 big league games. Whalen takes a strike on the outside edge. 0-1. He'll be joined tonight by Buddy Grimp. Buddy Grimp. So your 2 names tonight from our baseball encyclopedia. Whalen takes down and away, ball 1. This thing was a gift from one of my buddies, Jake Masters. If you're listening, hello. 1-1, a swing and a foul back by Whalen. It's now 1-2. Sportsbook has a player register. Every player to ever suit up from, 1890s to present day as Waylon loops one into center, a base hit. Just stuck his bat head out there and dropped a lob wedge into center. His second hit, his third reach. And we'll give L.J. Jones an opportunity. L.J. put the Chiefs in front. A two-run triple, part of a three-run fifth inning. Lasky, the left-hander, home. Inside for ball one. Jones said it last night. We'll reemphasize it tonight. Leads the Chiefs in just about every offensive category. You name the category, he's probably at the top of the list. 1-0 pitch is low for a ball. Throw back to first from Aliendo. Well late. 2-0. Hitters count for LJ. His batting average, .275. That leads the club. He's also tops in hits, total bases, doubles, homers, and RBIs. And he's added on to a couple of those numbers tonight. It's pitched LJ. It's inside. Leak. Check swing appeal, but he held up. Jones will ask for time. Ryder digging in. They've got 2-1 on the board, so I misspoke. It is 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Count on Jones. Next offering. Breaker inside, ball three. Runner at first, two outs, 3-2 Chiefs lead. Tell you what, it's been a muggy night here in downtown Peoria. There's been very thick this evening. Jones takes a breaker for strike two and the count full. Three balls and two strikes. And with that, you would think the ball would kind of stay in the yard tonight. It'd be a pitcher's night. Well, each team with a homer. In fact, the Cubs with two homers. So we've seen three tonight. Home run from Fabian Pertuz in the top of the inning. Prior to the 3-2 pitch, Aliendo out to have a word with his pitcher. Meanwhile, Patrick Anderson wants an explanation. I think his argument, South Bend used all of their timeouts during this AB. That would grant Jones ball four. Perhaps it would serve as a balk to then move Waylon to second. That was their second meeting, so they are still in the clear. Waylon on the scoot with a pitch. Here it comes. And they ring up Jones on the inside edge. Jay goes down looking at called strike three. And that's that. We're off to the eighth. Tightly contested ball game on this Saturday evening. 3-2 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. Family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
DJ Murray will lead off the South Bend eighth inning. Chiefs lead it by a penny. 3-2 the score. Chiefs looking for their second straight win. Force an interesting series finale. Murray bunts on the first pitch of the inning, and he's going to bunt for a hit. A thing of beauty. Punched that ball in between three Chiefs defenders, Menlinger, Trigolek Iverson, and Soto. Pitcher Trigolek Iverson, the first man to pick it up, but he just did not have a play. For the tying run aboard, here's Caleb Knight. He's been quiet this evening. First pitch is chopped towards short. This could be two. Mendoza glove steps on the back. Over to first. A double play, 6-3. And just like that, two out in the inning. Two down, here's Santana. Look, Iverson, the quick-working right-hander. He misses low with ball one. Next pitch home, a slow tapper towards third. Menlinger charges, gloves, throws on the run in time. Inning over. Just when you thought things could get a little hairy in the eighth, the Chiefs are back in the dugout. We go to the home half of the eighth. Some insurance needed. 3-2 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Thank you.
Julie called to the pen. Hunter Biggie on the right-hander. We've seen him a ton. First pitch to Osvaldo Tobalin. A strike called, 0-1. It's been a constant out of this South Bend bullpen. I'll give you the numbers on him in just a moment. Fires the 0-1. Backdoor slider missed away. Count even, one aside. 4-2 of the 5-7-6. This is his team-leading 25th appearance. 29 2/3 innings pitched, 26 hits, 20 runs, 19 of them earned, 23 walks to 37 Ks. Here's a broken bat roller towards second. Backhanded Santana. His throw to first is late. I think the ball may have gotten trapped in his mitt. Little trouble with the exchange. And then having to throw across his body made the difference. Infield knock for Tovalin. Drove in a pair with a single in the eighth last night. This time, perhaps he gets the party started. Seventh Peoria hit. Here's Reichenborn now. Would he be inclined to lay one down? He indeed squares. Pitch is low. Although it's squeaked away from Aliendo, not far enough for Tovalin to advance. One more stat on Biggie. We mentioned we've seen him a ton. This is his sixth appearance against us. He's 1-0 with a 6.75. He does have a save. 6 2/3 innings. 9 hits. Reichenborn bunts one foul the first baseline. It's 1-1. The full numbers against us. 6 2/3 innings. 9 hits. 5 runs all earned. 4 walks to 7 Ks. Tovalin, the runner at first. Third baseman Murray is in on the edge of the grass. Reichenborn again squares, and he pushes it foul, this time towards third. 1-2. Look, there's definitely some folks down in the seating bowl, and maybe even heard them faintly on our crowd mic saying, you know, get the bunt down or something to that effect. It's a lot easier said than done when this guy's throwing 96 up there. Now 1-2, swinging a ground ball towards short, backhanded for twos, his shovel to second. They're going to say is in time to get Tovalin. Wow. Santana fumbled the initial squeeze. He picked it up off the dirt and recovered in time to retire Tovalin. What an awkward play. Pertuz made a nifty stop, ranging to his left. Should have started up a double play. Instead, they get just the one. Carlos Soto takes low for a ball. It's 1-0. We'll take it. See if the Chiefs can take advantage. It's as good as a sack bunt at the end of the day, right? Reichenborn's on the scoot with a 1-0. The pitch is low. The throw to second. Not in time. Reichenborn remains perfect in the stolen base department. Now 14 for 14. The hitter's count for Soto, 2-0. Biggie is set. Delivery. Soto in the air, shallow center. Pertuz going out. Coming in is the center fielder, Wogu. He had a great jump on that ball and secures out number two. Here comes Ramon Mendoza now. That is such an important run out there at second base, as the Cubs will have the top of their order to in the ninth. Wogu, Pertuz, and Piñango. Mendoza has had some success against the Cubs, but mirrored in a bit of a slump. It's 8 for 19 against South Bend entering this series. 4.21 batting average. First pitch to him. Inside, moved his feet. 97 on the radar gun. remember Biggie pumping it up to 97 and 98. 1-0 pitch is high. Throw to second. What a pick by Santana. Save that ball from going into center field. Rankinborn beat the throw with ease. Aliendo, he throws to the bases more than any catcher in the league. I don't know if that's him doing it on his own or perhaps that's a Cubs philosophy, just trying to keep runners honest. 2-0 serve is a strike called in the outer third. Biggie back in the count. Two 4-1 for South Bend, 3-7-0 for Archies. From the bottom of the eighth, the next pitch is lined foul towards the right field berm. A souvenir for somebody. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the inning. He has his sign from Aliendo. Here comes the pitch. Check swing, Mendoza, he held up on a ball that missed down and away. Count filled to the brim, three balls and two strikes. Noah Mendlinger is the on-deck batter. He homered in the fifth. Well, before the 3-2 pitch, Aliendo is to have a word with his right-hander. Can't imagine they're discussing the pregame, or rather the postgame spread. I think Biggie would stick with a heater here, right? 3-2. I think it was a breaking ball, and it's chopped towards third. What a pick by Murray. His throw to first is in time. Inning over. It's not an easy play for Murray. Backhand high tapper. He's able to glove it and threw on the run in time. We go to the ninth. Nick Trogerlich-Iverson will try to lock this one down. 3-2 Peoria on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Top of the ninth, strike one from Nick Trogerlich-Iverson to get ahead of Jordan Woku. He homered earlier in the contest. Takes the one strike pitch, and it's again a called strike. Look, Iverson working quickly and living on the outer third. Nothing and two. The next one from the right-hander. It's in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Chiefs in one-run games this year. 8-17. It's the 1-2 pitch. Ring him up, strike three. Woku never lifted the bat off his shoulder. punches out for the second time tonight, and what a start to the ninth inning for Nick Trogerlich-Iverson. Here's Pertuz now. First pitch, misses low, ball one. McIverson lifts the arms over the head, pitches line foul into the seats, and what a catch by a young fan. That ball had some hair on it. I think he may have saved a couple of his nearby seatmates. Now a 1-1 swing and a miss. The count 1-2. There is no time for narrative here in the ninth inning. Now Pertuz calls for time. Let's set the scene. 3-2 Chiefs. We're in the ninth. Bases empty. One away. The count 1-2 on the Cubs shortstop. Trogerlich-Iverson delivers. In the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Chiefs hang on. They will have a chance to earn a split with a win tomorrow afternoon. 1:35 first pitch in the final game before the All-Star break. 2-2, a swing and a foul back. Pertuz hanging around. Mentioned that Wogu homered earlier in the contest. Pertuz homered in the seventh to make it a one-run score. 2-2, here's the next one. Pertuz, a ground ball towards first, has some English on it. Whalen gloves, takes it to the bag. Cubs are down to their last out this evening. The man stepping in has had our number this year. Yohendrick Piñango, though he has been quiet tonight, 0-3, pair of ground outs and a flyout. It's the first pitch from Trogerlich-Iverson. It's low, ball one. Pertuz is still not back in the dugout. He just made it down the dugout steps. Piñango grounds the 1-0 to Whalen. This is going to do it. To the bag, unassisted. Game over. Chiefs win it 3-2, the final. They take their second straight against South Bend. And all of a sudden, tomorrow's series finale looks a little more interesting. A chance to earn a split against a team that has had plenty of success at our expense this season. 3-2, the final. What a job by Wilfredo Pereira. He follows up Zane Mills with 6 2/3 tonight. He gets credited with the win, his fourth of the year. The loss will not go to the starter, Palencia. Remember, he left in the fourth with an injury. Jaramillo charged with the loss. Nick Trogerlich-Iverson will get the save. Job well done by T.I. out of the pen. 3-2 the final. Chiefs win it. And they are still exchanging high fives out there on the Dozer Park surface. Fun one tonight. Great crowd. And they will go home. At least most of them will go home happy tonight. 3-2 the final. That does it for me. Brennan Howell, the postgame show next. It's Cody Schindler saying goodnight from downtown Peoria. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Postgame show coming right up.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Chiefs post-game show. That's two in a row over our rivals the South Bend Cubs. Chiefs get it done by a final of 3-2 here tonight at Dozer Park in one of the finer pitched games by the Peoria Chiefs pitching staff this season. It was just two mistakes from Wilfredo Pereira, and they did not come back to bite the Chiefs, as we will get it underway tonight on the postgame show by jumping into the Chiefs inning. It came in the fifth. It was an inning in which they brought seven men to the plate. Noah Mendlinger hit his second home run of the season, a solo shot to tie the game at the time, one apiece. Later in the inning, after Tommy Jew flew out, Todd Lott had a base hit. Brady Whalen followed it with one of his own. And then L.J. Jones, the unlikely source for a triple. He's one of the slower members on the roster, but he legged out a three-bagger. That brought home both Lott and Whalen, and it gave the Chiefs a 3-1 lead, and they did not relinquish it. South Bend, they got one more in the seventh. It was a solo homer from Fabian Pertuz. The previous one prior to that was Jordan Wogu. It was a solo homer that started the scoring as South Bend drew first blood again, but they would not be able to hold on as the Chiefs wrote another fine pitching performance to a win, and it was just one crooked number that was enough offensively to get the job done tonight. Let's talk about those pitchers. Wilfredo Pereira, Nick Trigolik, Iverson. Peoria needed just two arms to get through tonight's ballgame. Pereira went 6 2/3, allowed a pair of runs. Of course, those two solo shots on three hits, did not walk a man, and struck out seven. Nick Trigolik, Iverson, 2 1/3, did not allow a run, one hit, no walks, and one strikeout. It was a lot of soft contact off of Trigolik, Iverson, and he was able to slam the door shut after Pereira exited after surrendering a couple of base runners in the seventh. He got the final out of that inning and took it the rest of the way home as the Chiefs pick up their 35th victory of the season, two in a row over the South Bend Cubs. Back-to-back nights with just superb pitching on the bump for Peoria. The loss drops South Bend to 14-6 in the second half, 48-38 overall, 10 games over 500 now. Peoria 35-51 overall, 7-13 in half number two. They gain a game on the first place Cubs. They move to within 7 of first place with still a lot of baseball left to be played. Never say never, folks, as the Chiefs, they do it tonight. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. South Bend, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. The win goes to Wilfredo Pereira. The loss is soaked up by Gabriel Jaramillo after Daniel Palencia was able to work just 3 1/3. He left the game with an injury tonight. We hope for the best for him. We'll get you an update tomorrow if and when we have one. He left the game with what appeared to be a left ankle injury after he was chasing after a foul ball, slow roller on the first base side. He then tumbled to the turf. He appeared to be okay afterwards, but then was only able to throw a handful more pitches. And he was trying to field a ground ball off the mound, and he could not field his position. Took a hard tumble, and that was that for Palencia tonight. He was helped off and would not again throw another pitch. Gave way to Jaramillo, who then gave up the 3 runs in the fifth. And that's a tough spot for the Cubs, right? I mean, how can you really expect anyone to come in cold and compete like Palencia was, who was already well warmed up, and the Chiefs were able to get to Jaramillo cold out of the pen. They do the job. It was enough to get the win tonight. Before we head out, let's give you some scores on our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Cedar Rapids 3-1 over Beloit currently. That ballgame has since just wrapped up. Cedar Rapids recorded the final out there. Great Lakes trailing Quad City 6-0, bottom of the third. That was a very late start. It was a makeup of a game that was washed out last night. Fort Wayne 4-3 victors over Lansing in game one of the doubleheader, and they also took game two by a final of 4-2. Great Lakes 1-0 over Quad Cities in the first game of their doubleheader earlier on this afternoon as well. We had a pair of games that were canceled due to Mother Nature last night. West Michigan 3-1 over Wisconsin. That game has gone final. Lake County 5-2. They take the victory over the Dragons of Dayton tonight. And, of course, our game, Peoria 3-2 winners over South Bend. We started at 6:37 tonight. We wrapped up at 8:47. 2 hours and 10 minutes, the total time of the game played in front of 5,002 spectators here tonight at Dozer Park. Just one heck of a showing for Game 5 of this six-game series against South Bend. And, hey, the good news, we've got one more to come tomorrow. 1:35, an afternoon contest for the finale. First pitch from Dozer Park will take place 1:35. Dionis Rodriguez gets the ball for the Chiefs. Well, Luis Devers is making a spot start for South Bend after the promotion of Jordan Wicks. Can't wait for that one tomorrow. Join us right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Pregame show at 1:20, first pitch 1:35, And that concludes our coverage of tonight's broadcast. It's been Game 5. Chiefs once again winners 3-2 for the entire Chiefs media staff. And for Cody Schindler, I am Brendan Howe saying thank you and so long. Have a great rest of your Saturday night. Join us tomorrow. First pitch, 1:35, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.